Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
The cooler weather will continue for the next few days. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Four Toronto area youth are charged for allegedly stealing multiple times from a Coburg business. Police say on June 10th, officers responded to a report of shoplifting at a business in the area of Albert and 3rd Streets. Staff advised that four individuals who had already stolen from the store twice earlier that day had returned for a third time and were currently on scene. Authorities noticed all four suspects entering a vehicle in a parking lot. Three youth fled on foot while the driver remained in the vehicle. The fleeing teens were later arrested. They were released to their parents and will appear in court at a later date. Canada Day festivities in Grafton will kick off the parade on Sunday, June 28th. The parade will begin at 1 p.m. in the parking lot of St. Mary Catholic Elementary School and proceed along Old Danforth Road and County Road 2 to the Haldimand Memorial Arena and Recreation Complex, where there will be several family-friendly activities taking place, including firefighter obstacle course, story walk, and crafts provided by the local library, bouncy castles, free hot dogs, early on fun, and live music from the Colborne Library Ukulele Band. New this year will be Bubbleology Show featuring Miss T, the Bubble Queen. The town of Coburg is hosting a special council meeting today to consider new development charges as part of a federal-provincial program. The meeting will discuss the development charge reduction program being part of a $8.8 billion Canada-Ontario partnership to build with the federal funding delivered through the Build Community Strong Fund's provincial and territorial stream. A staff report and presentation will be added prior to the meeting. The meeting will begin at 1 p.m. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are in Boston tonight to play the Bo Sox. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here, and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
The Lions Club of Coburg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Coburg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Coburg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Coburg. You can reach out to them online at CoburgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sun cloud mix today, chance of showers late this afternoon, high 22. Cloudy periods tonight, low 13. A mix of sun and cloud, slight chance of showers tomorrow, high 21. Showers and 23 for Thursday. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.